Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
In the air, right field, hit well, and this one is up and out!
It's time for Around the Yard with your 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta champions!
On Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk about our Braves, guys. They are hot right now. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covers MLB for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant, last night was glorious in so many different ways. To be able to come from behind a couple of different times. Ozzie with the big knock. I mean, it just felt good. And I think, you know, the thing that I keep thinking about is the mental stranglehold we have right now on the Mets. It seems like mentally we're just in their heads.
It's pretty incredible when you consider all of the things that played out in that game, all of the players that contributed in some way, shape, or form to making another comeback win possible. And then, yeah, you look big picture, the New York Mets and Truist Park, that is not a match made in heaven for them. It has been the exact opposite. They have been swept in a big series at the end of last year that helped the Braves win the division. They came in very much needing to take this series from the Braves, really couldn't afford to be swept away. Get up to a big lead and cannot hold on to it in a crazy game last night. I was trying to think of games at this ballpark at the very least that have been able to involve or invoke the kind of feelings that this one did for Braves fans. I can't think of too many, like, regular season games. Obviously, the postseason is its own animal, and there have been some great comebacks and moments of that. But that game last night was one of the most entertaining, pretty much bell-to-bell, but because the ending was what you wanted it to be on the Braves side, of any that I can think of at this part.
Yeah, man, and we were playing a lot of the audio today, Grant, and I can't imagine a major league manager, let alone one in New York, you know, in that piranha tank that is the New York media covering the Mets, to say that he was proud of his team getting swept.
Yeah.
And how they put up 10 runs against Strider. I mean, it made no sense.
I mean, like, that's great, but I've not heard, and I mean, I'm talking about, you know, managers in my time of covering the Braves that includes basically, you know, the three guys, Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, and Brian Snitker. You know, you'd be proud of the fight. You can say, hey, we're going to fight through it. Hey, it wasn't our night. There's a ton of different things that I've heard these guys say over the years. Proud of how our team lost is certainly not one of them. It's just, I know that, again, you know, there's nearly 100 of these things left, so you're not trying to take too much, you know, put too much weight on every single regular season series. But Buck Showalter managed that game last night like it was the World Series. He was going into matchups, and Justin Verlander not lasting as long as he needed to, certainly, you know, contributed to all those bullpen changes, but he was managing to win that game, and it did not happen, and it was just kind of part and parcel to what that whole series was, which was nothing but a disappointment for the Mets, and just more and more, I think, of the Braves' true nature kind of playing out in contrast to what the Mets are trying to build and what the Braves have already built.
It is our man, G-Money, Grant McCauley, as the Braves take care of business. How concerned are you that Strider got so knocked up last night?
Not a ton, but, I mean, obviously it kind of gets to take back page or gets pushed to the back page when the team comes back and wins in the fashion that it did. But I don't know if it's just what the Mets do that is just kind of in his head overall because they have done this to him time and again. They're a very pesky lineup. They're a lineup that fouls off a lot of pitches. They will take their walks. But for Spencer, it just seems like, for whatever reason, there's somebody has your number, and everybody, I think, goes through that. But what kind of adjustments he can do maybe to pitch for some more early contact and not be as much of the swing and miss guy, allow that ball to be put in play, which is a big thing. I mean, it's not something that you're necessarily trying to do, and it goes really against the DNA of who he is as a pitcher, but it might be helpful on certain nights against certain lineups, and maybe the Mets are that lineup most nights that he faces them.
Grant McCauley, our guest, guys, as we talk about the Braves defeating the Mets, it was just, again, so many fun things that happened in this series. But we got to turn the page and talk about the Nats, man, and what we expect tonight from the 20-year-old starter on the hill for the Braves.
Yeah, really excited about this one. And this is the thing about Truist Park that I think is really exciting for Braves fans in general is obviously this team is very good. You'll go from having a divisional rival like the New York Mets that it's going to be a packed house to heading on into the weekend, even against a team like Washington, that you're going to have another crowd packed out here and they get the opportunity to see the youngest starting pitcher for the Braves in, what, 12 years since Julio Teheran, and one of the youngest since the club moved to Atlanta. But you watched his stuff against Arizona. A.J. Smith-Shawver has the capability, has the arsenal to, I think, help this Braves club out. But this is definitely a big opportunity for a kid that came into the season with 77 innings under his belt, but just blitzed his way through the minor leagues and got himself on the fast track. So Atlanta's still looking for the answers in the starting rotation. Bryce Elder was a big one. Clearly, Spencer Strider and Charlie Morton are big parts of everything. Jared Schuster's helped stabilize that fourth spot, but they still need some help to get Max Fried and to get Kyle Wright back into the mix, hopefully soon. We'll see when that works out. But A.J. Smith-Shawver, in the meantime, is an exciting kind of off-the-radar prospect that I would have expected to maybe see next year, but not here in 2023. But, hey, the opportunity's here, and he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders to go out there and just try to, you know, pepper the strike zone and, you know, see if his stuff plays at this level, and I think we've already seen that it can.
Just to get back to the Mets real quick, I know that it's early days. It's still, like, the Braves have looked as bad at times as the Mets do now, although maybe not as bad as this last three games. Are they going to try to buy their way out of this, Grant, or do you think there'll ever be a point where they get, like, double digits down? And aside from the Yankees in 78, do you think these guys will, like, they would never sell some of those options, I mean, some of those pieces, because I don't know who could pick them up, some of the expensive pieces.
Yeah, you've kind of spent yourself into a corner, and I've seen a lot of things said and written about this in the past 24 hours from the New York media cycle, the national baseball writers. I mean, Steve Cohen is not going to be able to buy his way out of this. And this is where, and I'm not, you guys have known me for a long time, I'm not an I told you so guy about this, but when everybody was ready to just crown the Mets for spending so much money in the offseason, I look at it and say, that's great for the players and great for the industry in terms of guys making money. But it has not bought them anything. And this Braves club, the way that it's constructed with the pedigree of winning that it's had, is still the team to beat. But people just didn't want to really believe it and truly say, well, the Braves needed to spend more money. They needed to sign Trey Turner or Dansby Swanson or pick three more guys. Steve Cohen went out. He locked up some players. He signed some other big players. Yeah, Jacob deGrom left, but they replaced him with a Hall of Famer and Justin Verlander. And this just has not played out the way that they thought it would. And I just don't know that there's – yeah, I'm sure that money is no object to him, but what move is out there that you can make right now to help this club be in position to be a bigger buyer at the trade deadline? Because I guess to my point and to your question is you're not looking to sell all your pieces, but you may be so hopelessly out of it if you continue to flounder for another 6 weeks that can you really afford to go out and take these great minor league players that you're trying to pepper in and start right. trading them off for veterans just to win this year. That's where the slippery slope is. And that, I guess, is where Steve Cohen and company are going to have to figure out what exactly they want to do and how they want to do it.
Grant, I've said this. We have developed our talent and then we've paid our talent, right? You think about the homegrown talent from Acuna to Money Harris to Ozzie. Mm-hmm. Just think about it, right? Riley. They've gone about this in a different way, and this way, in my opinion, doesn't work. I've seen it tons of times in baseball where you try to do the shortcut, and I think that's part of the problem with the Mets. You do have to spend money when it comes time, but I think that's part of the problem. Their makeup is completely different than ours.
Yeah, it is, and I asked Brian Snitker about this before this very game about – what they've built from a consistency and continuity standpoint of the culture in that clubhouse. Yeah, they've got talent, but a lot of other clubs have gone out and spent time and money and resources on trying to build this thing, and it just has not played out the way that the Braves have. And it's just, you know, I think, again, it speaks to what Atlanta has built and how special it is and the fact that there are no shortcuts to winning, no matter how much money that you spend. And when it comes time to spend on guys, the Braves have done it a certain way, and the rest of the league has done it a different way, and particularly the New York Mets. And I think that the proof of the blueprint of what the Braves have done and the continuity and the consistency they can bring is something that Braves fans are going to be able to enjoy, a club that perennially is set up to win, whereas a club that's just trying to get over a certain hurdle or vault itself to the top of the division for at least a year to give itself a shot to win the big one for the first time since 1986.
And that's the other thing, Grant. I know we touched on it earlier with the Pete Alonso comments. It's not in their DNA. it's not currently in their DNA. Now, Verlander and Scherzer have won World Series, but those guys don't play every day. You know, it's just not in their DNA. It's like they're almost trying to convince themselves that's what I got, that's what I took from Alonso. On the flip side, we can thank Alonso and the Mets for helping in some way, more the pitching, to get Michael Harris on track. What a fantastic story, man. He looks like everything's in the rearview now.
Yeah, it does. And it's, I think, again, the hard work that Michael was doing, it wasn't necessarily showing up in the box score every single night, but that's what baseball is. It is a long grind, and it's every day trying to do that thing that can help set you up, I think, for that next day. And Michael Harris, who, again, a lot of us forget, he's just 22 years old. We didn't see him struggle a lot last year. This was going to come. It does for every single player. But the Braves are such a makeup-oriented, club that part of it means a lot to them. They invest as much, I think, in the player as they do the person and vice versa. And Michael Harris, he checked so many boxes. You just had to imagine that at some point he was going to figure it out. This was not going to be a season-long swoon for him. He's just too talented. And the swing was really starting to show that the results are right around the corner. And now I think everybody's feeling a little bit better about how he's trending.
All right, Grant. Nationals, I said this. We should sweep these guys. I don't want to predict that because it is baseball. But coming off the emotional series that we just came off of, we know how these things go. Mike said it. We just want to win two or three, get out of here with a series win. I'd love to get the sweep, but I just know with all that emotion last night, anything can happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, win the day, win the series. Those are the goals that the Braves have, I think, in that order. You are going to see a couple of really nice pitchers for Washington and Josiah Gray tonight, and Mackenzie Gore, who was very good against the Braves earlier this year. And the Nationals, though they're not coming in on some big winning streak, in fact, it's kind of the opposite. They've been knocked around a little bit lately. They have played a better brand of baseball than they did in the second half last year. So, you can't look over anybody. We just got done talking about not too long ago, it feels like a month ago, the Oakland series, where maybe the sky was going to start falling on the Atlanta Braves if things had gone much worse in Arizona. Thankfully, it didn't. The Braves, I think, just do a nice job of concentrating on their goals and not overlooking opponents, and I'm sure that they're not going to overlook a Nationals club that they've already seen once this year.
All right, Grant, have a great weekend. Enjoy. Let's keep winning. It's a lot of fun right now, man, and our team is rolling, and we're not even at full strength. So can't imagine once we get to that point. Thanks again, Grant. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Grant McCauley, guys. Make sure you check out Around the Yard as well. He does that each and every weekend.
Yeah, and as we talked about it initially, it didn't look so bad, but now the Mets say a bone bruise, sprain in the left wrist for Alonso, so they're going to lose him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Listen.
But he's one of the guys in a top-heavy lineup that was doing his job.
He was. And remember, he said it was not intentional, so there are no hard feelings between him and Charlie Morton, but this is going to hurt them even more.
Right. Hey, they threw it, Andrew. I'm sorry. I do it all the time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.